Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who head outdoors each and every day and flat out get it done, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. There's hardly a person in this region not aware of the ongoing struggles for the family farmers that raise the crops and feed the livestock. What many may not know is that a hugely important component of that industry, ethanol, has been in a battle of its own. It seems like every time the ethanol industry gets a victory, along comes another roadblock. It was just a little more than a year ago that Trump administration approved year-round sales of E15, a big win for the ethanol industry and for agriculture in general. About 2 months later, the EPA offset that gain by granting waivers to free 31 oil refineries from biofuel blending obligations. That EPA action was ultimately overturned by the courts, and things were again looking up. Then along comes COVID-19, greatly reducing the demand for fuel globally and domestically, forcing more than 100 ethanol plants, including a number in South Dakota, to either shut down or cut production. Now, just as things appear to be picking up, here comes requests from oil state governors who want the EPA to waive the refinery's blending obligations because the pandemic is harming the oil industry. Well, guess what? That pandemic has battered the biofuels industry, and this demand by the oil industry would badly hurt rural economies that have already been clobbered. This is nothing more than a backdoor attempt by the oil companies to get around the 10th Circuit Court ruling that denied exemptions. The Renewable Fuel Standards mandates that 15 billion gallons of ethanol be blended annually. That must stand. In the words of Lisa Richardson, Executive Director for the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, 15 billion gallons is 15 billion gallons, and agriculture should accept nothing less. The South Dakota Corn Growers Association has joined other state corn associations and ethanol organizations, urging the president to support the biofuels industry. Joining in the battle is our congressional delegation, and we thank them. Very simply, the battle against big oil and EPA continues, and it will until that battle is won. You folks be safe, and thanks for what you do.